Officials of the International Fund for Agricultural Development, IFAD, are in Ghana to reevaluate findings on IFAD's programs in the country, which began about 10 years ago. As part of the review, the IFAD team with staff of the Ministry of Food and Agriculture have paid a working visit to some project sites in the eastern and Greater Accra regions. The visit was to interact directly with implementation partners and beneficiaries of the programs. Baba Otu was with the team and filed this report.
IFAD is a UN organization that supports agricultural development with loans to reduce poverty, especially in rural communities. Some of the projects being undertaken in Ghana are the Tuber Improvement and Marketing Program and the Rural Enterprise Project. These include Gari Processing Centers, the Jinyami Soup Makers Group, Cassava Cultivators Group, among others. Interacting with workers at the various centers, leader of the team, Luciano Lavisa, who is also the director of Independent Office of Evaluation at IFAD, said his outfit is determined to intensify and improve the living conditions of the rural people. He said to further strengthen the partnership with Ghana, a loan signing agreement between Ghana and IFAD for the National Rural Enterprise Project will take place this week.
My impression is that the programs are doing very well. I think most of our concerns are taken into account. That is to really make sure that the beneficiaries of these projects are the more poor people of this country. So if financing is made destined for helping rural poor people to overcome their poverty, and I think what I've seen so far is that there's a lot of very good opportunities that are being created for a real commercial activity for these farmers and micro-entrepreneurs to reach to the markets and have a sustainable livelihood. I would say that all of them have their strong advantages. We have seen here, for example, the cassava processing, which are beyond the impact of the direct employment for these women, also links hundreds and thousands of farmers to the markets. And I think this is really the big impact beyond the project. So looking at it in a wider picture, I think each of these interventions is very important. I'm quite happy to see also that they are quite synergetic, meaning that we are working here with a small group of women, but we are also working with the rural bank, for example, and with the rural bank system to provide more finance and so on, finance to these people so that they can stay in business.
Mr. Lavisa said the team is impressed with the progress of work so far and commended government for its commitment to the project. A beneficiary with the Rural Enterprise Project, Lucy Arthur, lauded the initiative. She therefore asked more people to join the program to better their lives.
Baba Otu's report.